This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Greek financial meltdown has grabbed the attention of the world. We saw the images of people lined up at ATMs hoping to withdraw just a few euros. Crowds sang and celebrated after voting no on terms of a bailout by international creditors. And a Greek pullout from the EU could destabilize the world's financial markets. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is watching all of this, and he's having a real deja vu moment. Daniel, why is that?
Kind of reminds me of Detroit and Wayne County. I mean, you know, it's very easy to argue about the details here, but I think the overall thrust is the same. You had leaders in both places, all three places, and others like Puerto Rico, that made too many promises they couldn't keep, and they'd made a lot of those promises on borrowed money. And you can argue about the fact that lenders shouldn't have lent the money, but the fact of the matter is lenders are in the business to make money. And they will charge higher interest rates and get higher yields for themselves. They know that it's riskier, but they do it anyway. That's what happened in Detroit. That's what's happened in Greece. That's what's happened in Puerto Rico. It's what's happened in Wayne County. And again, some of the details are different, but I think the overall thrust is the same.
And as you look around the country, you really are seeing similar houses of cards that are ready to collapse.
Well, that's right. I mean, Chicago has got serious problems. The state of Illinois has got serious, very, very serious pension liability problems. And states under federal law in the United States cannot go bankrupt like cities can, like the city of Detroit could, or like school districts can under Chapter 9. States have to figure out ways to work through these things, and ultimately it becomes a lot more expensive for taxpayers, whether through increased borrowing costs because of the higher risk or because they have to raise taxes to somehow meet some of the obligations.
So are we seeing the end result of decades of public employees and public leaders wanting to have it all and to give it all, and banks very happy to make that happen for a fee?
Well, I think there are limits to what they're able to do, but yeah, I don't think there's any question. Look, it's a very simple proposition. In the private sector, the employer can at some point say no. We're not going to do that. We're going to change policy. We're going to go from a defined benefit pension to a defined contribution 401k. We're going to make certain kind of compensation changes. We're going to all manner of things to control their costs. And employees that don't like that, particularly outside of a collective bargain agreement, can vote with their feet. They can go somewhere else. In the public sector, it's a very different proposition. You have a lot of collective bargaining agreements. You have a lot of interest groups. And you are politically in peril if potentially you start to swim against the tide, as it were, and start to turn off the spigot and say, hey, you know, things aren't so good anymore, and we've got to change. And I think in Greece they've found that they haven't been able to do that because they have a long tradition of things like massive tax evasion. You know, a couple years ago, the Detroit News did a groundbreaking package on property taxes in the city of Detroit and found that about half of the people were not paying their property taxes. That was like $250 or $270 million a year that was going uncollected in the city of Detroit. And that's a massive problem. And had they been able to collect that and had people been actually paying their taxes, like a lot of people do, then things might have been different and they might never have been in Chapter 9. The same thing when Kwame Kilpatrick went out and borrowed $1.4 billion or $1.6 billion in what at the time was seen as a very innovative financing deal. He borrowed money to pay a pension liability. Those two things alone probably were more responsible for putting Detroit in Chapter 9 than just about anything else.
But what's the answer when maybe it's not a matter of won't pay taxes, but can't pay taxes?
Well, I think in both of these cases, you could make that argument. I think in Detroit, one of the arguments was, you know, we're not getting anything for our money. We're not getting the services that are promised. And that was a fair point. In Greece, from my understanding, is that it's more of a cultural thing, and it's been, it goes back decades. And by the way, there's no easy way out, particularly for a nation like this. I mean, in the United States, in the city of Detroit, you have a mechanism. It's called Chapter 9. And Detroit went through it in 16 months and emerged a lot quicker and a lot better shape financially than I think anybody predicted. Greece is a whole different ballgame. And it's one thing for the Greeks to defy the Germans and the French. It's another to look at what the implications are down the road. And I think they're not out of the woods at all here. And I think one of the real concerns is that if the European financial powers agree to write down some of the debt for Greece, you're going to have three or four or five other countries in Southern Europe that are going to be right behind them. And then you're going to have a contagion effect that could be very devastating because the debts held by Spain and Italy and Portugal, particularly Spain and Italy, are much larger than they are for Greece.
And I think people here in Michigan may go, well, and how does that impact us?
Well, it could impact all sorts of ways. It could impact some of your major employers, for one thing. And I think another way, most likely, that it impacts a lot of us is through our 401ks. Because if there's a lot of, if that contagion and that write-down that I'm talking about were to spread, that could have some real impact on the European financial sector. Right now, I think the belief is that in Greece, a lot of that debt is pretty well segmented off, and it's not likely to cause real problems throughout the European-based financial sector, which is integrally linked to the American-based sector. I mean, it's all kind of one big ecosystem. But they pretty much have got Greece, in my understanding, got it pretty fairly well walled off. But if that were to spread across Southern Europe and other people who are... Because, look, if you can write down the debts that you have, you then, as a policy matter, have to take less stringent reform measures. And reform measures, as we all know, and we've seen it here in Southeast Michigan, can be very politically unpopular. There are interest groups that don't like the change. They feel that they're taking too much of a haircut, if a haircut at all. So to the extent that you can forestall that through... the better off you are.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.